With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another big day today for President Trump, speaking in Las Vegas, reaffirming his proposal to eliminate taxes on tips.
Under our leadership, we're going to defeat inflation, bring down prices. We're going to raise those wages. They're going to go up. They're going to go up. Put more money in your pocket, secure our borders, restore law and order to our cities, and we're going to make America great again.
The Senate voting to confirm Pete Hegseth.
Hegseth now takes on the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth said during his recent confirmation hearings, quote, "It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm." Bob Agnew reporting.
In the meantime, the Senate has also given the green light to Kristi Noem as the new Homeland Security Secretary. Also, at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump pumping coal as an answer to AI power needs.
President Trump's return to office could bring some temporary relief to the beleaguered U.S. coal industry. The president suggested coal can be counted on to help meet surging electricity demand to power manufacturing and the massive data centers needed for artificial intelligence. The country has vast reserves of coal, much of it belonging to the federal government and extracted at vast mines in Wyoming and Montana. Even so, coal has been losing ground to cheaper natural gas and renewable energy for years. Analysts say power demand and less environmental regulation under Trump could help delay some coal plant retirements. Ron Taylor reporting.
Four female Israeli troops who were taken in the initial attack have been returned to Israel after Hamas had paraded them before a crowd. This is SRN News. Teachers in Minnesota must affirm the LGBT lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures student sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go to effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their kids from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads say school policy violates their constitutional religious rights. This is SRN News. Well, following a freak accident over the holidays, the world's greatest golfer finally ready to make his season debut several weeks late. We have the latest on that story now from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh, telling us what he's going to be doing now that he's back.
Scottie Scheffler is ready to get back to work. The world's number one player has committed to play next week in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It will be his first competition since Scheffler punctured his right hand with glass while preparing Christmas dinner. That required minor surgery and caused him to miss the season opener at the Century on Maui and the American Express last week in California. Scheffler previously said everything was progressing on schedule, but that he wasn't going to rush back. The 28-year-old is coming off a 9-win season in 2024. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.